In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
We're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Keepers of the Fringe. Happy New Year, everyone. Starting the new year now. I don't know, whatever. It's been a while. We've been off for a while, so we're a little rusty.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Hey.
Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa and all that other good shit.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
People do. Hey, Hanukkah and stuff.
Hey, all right. Sure. So, I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Danny Ketch to my Johnny Blaze, Chris.
Hey, I'm going to be...
Fine, then. You can be Johnny Blaze, and I'll be...
Nice!
I like Danny Ketch, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I know you do.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It sounded like I was making a point there.
Well, yeah, I know you do. Oh, I know you do. You like that Danny Ketch boy.
Except you like to be the catcher. I don't fucking know. I was going to go somewhere there, but...
Don't go there. Yeah, I don't know. That's better if you don't.
Yeah.
All right, so... see, nothing's really changed. We're back to normal. So let's start off with our topic, shall we?
Danny Ketch.
All right. So let's our first item is something about if you guys out there remember the movie Critters. The movies back in the '80s, they were a ton of fun.
Love the Critters. That was one of my favorite movies, the first one.
Yeah. They were always, I seem to recall liking the second one too, but.
Yeah. I did like the second one.
If I could be. Which one was the one with the, when they all turn into a giant ball?
That was the second one.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. I did like the second one. Yeah. I bought the, there's four of them. I bought the thing that has the collection there.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, I kind of got off the critter train at some point there.
Got off the critter train. That's a good one. I'm not sure if I saw all of the movies or not.
Yeah, I have now, but I mean, I don't remember growing up watching all of them. But one, I used to watch the shit out of that movie.
You used to watch shit out of that.
And two, to a lesser degree. But
yeah. Was two the one with the alien that came down to hunt the critters or something like that?
Well, that was one.
That was one?
And two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they were, like, from space.
But what, one of them was the alien came down and used a centerfold, like a Playboy centerfold, to disguise himself.
Oh, yeah.
And they had, like, a big staple in their stomach. That, because of the...
Yeah, I can't. I think that's two.
I think it is, yeah. I don't totally remember that.
I could see it happening in one, too, but I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so. We didn't just.
It's been a while since I've seen them.
It's been a long time since I've seen those movies. I think my dad showed me those. My dad showed me. Never mind.
This critter. Did he roll it up in a ball? A big ball.
And then he stapled it.
Then he said, "Danny, catch."
I see what you did there. Nice.
I just bring it back. I don't know why.
Anyway. Critters.
Yeah, we didn't actually tell the story.
We actually have something to go over with the critter about the critters.
Am I going?
Yeah, you're going.
Okay. I read that Verizon's Go 90, which is the online service thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess they are going to be working on a new Critters series called A New Binge. Called Critters A New Binge.
That's cute.
It is coming. I guess it's going into production in early 2018, so anytime, I guess.
Huh.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And here is a little synopsis of what it will be about. The recruiters return to Earth in search of one of their kin who was left behind years ago during an earlier mission. They land in Burbank, California, where they wreak havoc on a group of high schoolers and their families.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Now, here's my question, though. The Critters movies were 80s, right?
Yeah.
And so they used practical effects, puppets, things like that. So if they're going to do this, are they going to do that, or are they going to do the CGI stuff? Or maybe a mix,
probably. Yeah, especially if it's going to connect. I mean, if it's like saying they're coming back for an old...
you'll have the CGI ones come back for the puppet.
Like, what the fuck's wrong with Uncle Billy there? Like, it'll be way too much of a contrast. I think they'll have to do it because I think everybody will be pissed. It's like the Gremlins. Like, if they tried to do Gremlins,
right,
they CGI'd all of them.
Yeah.
I think people would be mad.
Well, yeah, they're doing another Gremlins.
Well, it's kind of like...
But they said...
It's been perpetually in the works.
I know, yeah. But the last... I remember we read something on it. Or we covered it on the show here. That something... Or was it here? Or was it... Might have been a Weeby Geeks or something. They were talking about doing, like, kind of a mix. Like, doing mainly puppets. But then, like, CGI if there were, like, big crowds of gremlins or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked about that. I think you guys might have talked about it, too.
But... Yeah, probably.
I want that, too. I want Gremlins 3.
Yeah, I do too.
Went with Zach, get Phoebe Cates up on that shit.
Oh, yeah, now we talking.
Get Gizmo back up on that motherfucker.
Gizmo caca.
Gizmo caca. I want that.
So, I know, right? So bad. And it was, I think it was the original director or something. One of the original guys wanted to come back and do it.
Yeah, I think there was some original, like, talent working on it.
Yeah. So, which is good. That means we might actually get a good sequel representation.
That would be fucking sweet.
But, we were talking about Critters. I guess you could almost consider them a Gremlins ripoff, but I never...
Well, it's like when we get the Critters, Munchies, remember the Munchies?
Yeah, the Munchies.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, like, Ghoulies.
Oh, yeah. Like, weird little creature.
Yeah, like, they all kind of, like...
Yeah, they kind of popped out.
Spawned around the same time.
Yeah. But I never really, like, when I was watching Critters as a youngin, I never said, oh, this is just a ripoff of the Gremlins. I was always, you know, I just...
Yeah.
The Critters were fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can... A little bit, maybe, but yeah, overall, the story, I mean, it's not really, I mean, it's kind of the same thing in a way.
Yeah, basically, really, yeah. I mean,
we bust down what happens.
Little Critters. Kinda, yeah, I mean, it's,
but yeah,
it's a basic formula, but.
It was like Gremlins with sci-fi mixed in. Like,
aliens.
Bounty
and
hunters
shit.
And shit.
Yeah.
Alien bounty hunters coming to get the crates and shit.
And I ain't never seen no gremlins roll up into a giant ball.
Top that!
Yeah!
Fucking.
With teeth!
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah, yeah. So that's cool, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's on something that I'll never watch it on. But
I don't know. I've been wanting to check that out because they have like new Transformers cartoons and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. I keep finding that. I'm like, oh, that looks cool. I'm like,
yeah. And going 90s. What the fuck? What is that shit?
What the hell is that? I don't even know how to.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to look into it.
See, I like that, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be like, there's gonna be like 50 different ones.
I know. I know this. I know they want. It's gonna, you know, it's the future of television and all that. But it's not all these weird, funky channels, and then you gotta pay for them all separately and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't like that. then it's going to end up being just as much as cable or whatever.
Unless they can make it, like, really cheap. Like, well, with your cable, you should be able to be like, I want these channels.
Right.
Like, pick what you want.
Right.
Because it would be, I would at least get rid of, like, more than half of the channels I do have.
Oh, fuck yeah. More, yeah.
All religious channels.
Yeah.
All sports channels, pretty much. Sorry, yeah. I don't really do sports.
Yeah, not really, yeah.
Spanish, well, maybe I might keep the Spanish channels because they are fucking hilarious. I don't know what the hell anybody's saying, but
every once in a while you flip by and you're
like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to watch this right now. I remember one time I found Return of the Jedi in Spanish, and I was like, I have to watch it until I hear everybody talk.
What do Ewoks sound like in Spanish?
I think, you know, they just kind of make random noises and shit. I don't remember.
Do anyway.
If I can't, I'm trying to remember if they actually changed their sound or they just kept what they had.
They probably just kept it.
I would think so. That would make more sense. Spanish Lando, though, I remember that. Spanish Lando. I wanted to hear Darth Vader. That was like,
oh yeah,
and the Emperor.
That, I kind of want to see that now.
See, I would keep the Spanish channel.
Yeah,
get rid of all the other bullshit.
At least a couple, one or two of them.
Yeah.
I really kind of want to see that now. I'm sitting there thinking, like, I want to see that. I want to see, like, Empire. I want to see all of them in Spanish.
It would be like when Mad TV did that. Remember when they did Star Trek,
yes,
in Spanish?
Yes! Oh!
Hey, no, sorry.
Make it so.
All in the Family in Spanish, remember that?
Yes! That, oh! Awesome. Yeah, that was good stuff. Oh man, yeah. I love it. So, wow, we're still on the critter story, huh?
I know.
All right, let's move on then, shall we? Yes, we shall. Oh, I'm sorry.
Updated there when we hear more. It's still going in early production at some point. So,
right, yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that one.
You know we will. All right, next up is another television series story, and that is that they're planning on doing a TV version of John Wick. And I think they're doing a third movie, too, at some point, I believe.
I think so.
I think it's in the works.
There's something else, I think, too, like a spinoff something. I can't remember what the hell it's called, though.
John Wick's dog. But, yeah, so they want to do a TV show, and you said it was supposed to be basing it on the hotel.
Yeah, you know, the Continental there.
Yeah, yeah. So, like,
I guess it would, maybe, yeah, it would, like, focus on that, and it would be for Stars too. Like, I guess Stars,
Of course. They could. I don't know if they're planning, if that's what they're planning, but they could. With that, they could do like a cool, like, kind of anthology series about some of the different. Assassins and shit.
Yeah, and get like into the stuff. Whole like world, like the underworld there, like how everything runs. And
yeah,
there's a lot of potential there. I think some cool stories.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen both the John Wick movies. I like them, kind of like a one note kind of, you know.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, like,
not to knock it, but that's what it is.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I liked it, but you know, it was like,
it's a revenge story.
Yeah.
And it pretty much unfolds the way, you know.
Ass kicking, and it's very...
No name taken.
It's an awesome visual story with some great fighting scenes and gun scenes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Which is not, I mean, that's not...
No, it's... Yeah.
I guess that's what it should be, but for me, I don't know... I need more nowadays. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get into it as much. I like it, but it doesn't
excite me. Because, you know, we grew up on all that shit, so we've seen it.
Yeah. Pretty much action-wise, it's not much I haven't really
seen too much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Still enjoyed it. It was good. But
that's why I know some people are going to be shocked at this, but I've only seen the first Expendables movie and maybe part of the second one, maybe.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And not that it was bad, but it was just...
I was thinking it was going to be way cooler.
Yeah.
Than it was.
Yeah.
I don't like the cast wasn't as perfect as I was hoping. I was like, I want you to just take all the people from Commando, mm-hmm. Predator,
yeah,
Arnold, and Sylvester Stallone, and throw them shits in there together.
Yeah.
And Bill Duke and Carl Weathers and Jesse Ventura and fucking...
Yeah, like do the actual characters.
Oh, I didn't mean that, but...
Oh,
that,
well, that would no, but I was thinking that, yeah.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, nothing against, like, Jet Li and all that, but I was like, I wanted to see old school.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he is old school, but I mean, I didn't grow up with him.
So, yeah.
And Jason Statham, I think, right?
Was, yeah. I never been that big on Jason Statham.
Yeah, so I was like, I want to see.
I know some people might consider that blasphemy, but sorry, kids.
He's all right, but...
He's all right, yeah, but I don't... I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, like, well, I've seen him and I liked him, but I'm like... I don't know, I'm not a big action guy, action movie guy now.
Yeah, I'm not either, which is surprising.
Yeah, because I was all about that shit.
Yeah, that used to be fucking... That used to be our bread and butter.
The Commando, I don't know how many times I've fucking seen that movie, man. Commando. I love the shit out of that movie.
That movie's awesome.
I love it.
It's bad, but it's awesome. It's
fucking awesome.
Ugh. Commando. Yep, 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 yep.
Remember I said I'd get you lost? I lied.
That's what I used to love, the fucking one-liners and shit.
It's so good. It's so terrible, but it's awesome. Yeah. Bennett, let off a little steam. That guy looks like a fat Freddie Mercury. I was always confused. I'm like, that guy is not intimidating at all. He has the chainmail sleeveless shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I think Arnold, if he got in with the arm length of you, would rip you a new asshole. You might like that, by the way.
I was going to say, he's kind of intimidating in a different way. Anyway, so yeah, John Wick TV show could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I would be down to check it out. You'd on get Stars down. Too, and they said that Stars, yeah. Keanu might like appear on it. Like,
oh yeah,
said he'd be like down a little
for that. Cameos or yeah. something. Well, we do know that after the second movie, he was, like, kicked out and kind of,
excommunicated.
Something like that.
I don't know what you call it exactly.
But. So, yeah, and now a lot of them are after him, so that could play into the show as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah. All right, cool. So... Let's move on to our next story, shall we? Yes, we shall. So next up, Jason Blum of Blumhouse has expressed interest in rebooting Friday the 13th. of course, we know Blumhouse is doing the Halloween.
They're doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
They're doing the Halloween remake, I believe.
Are they?
I thought they were. Maybe not.
Sure, that one. For some reason, I think no, but you could be right. But I just heard that one has just started production.
Yeah. Blumhouse has done movies like Get Out, Split. Yeah.
Get Out, Split.
Get Out, Split.
Two different movies. Like a tree and get...
Yeah, they are. They're doing the reboot. They're producing the reboot of Halloween.
Oh. I'm kind of excited about that one, actually.
Yeah.
Friday 13th. They talk about, he said, like, rebooting it? Or, like, continuing it or something.
Well, what he said was in an interview with Cinepop, he was asked if there was any other franchise he would like to tackle. And he said, besides Halloween, you know, I really wanted to do Friday the 13th. I would love to do that movie. Maybe someday we'll get to do that one. So he didn't really specify if he wanted to do a reboot or a reboot or a continuation. But the assumption is that because he's he's not rebooting Halloween, really.
Yeah, I don't. It actually is within the timeline somehow.
Yeah. Where. So maybe he'll just continue on with it. Who knows?
I like that because the reboot for Friday 13th, I didn't enjoy that much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So then that bears the question, would he?
I haven't liked any of the reboots. Oh, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original reboot one, was I didn't think it was that bad.
What's that been rebooted like 20 times?
Well, there's like, I think it's like 5 different movies now.
Mm.
And they all are not good.
That sucks.
Yeah. The first Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the second one to a degree are the only good ones.
Mm.
And then it's all, there's like 8 movies that are just shit-tastic. Like they just had that new one, the Leatherface that came out, which I did watch and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Excuse me. Now, speaking of Blumhouse, I have to say that I did finally over the holiday break get to see Get Out.
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, honestly, it was good, but
when you found out what was going on, right? Did it not be like what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I was like, eh.
As a Twilight Zone episode would be totally cool.
Yeah.
But as just accepting as a reality of
Brain
transplants and things, I'm like, what?
And that was not the way I wanted it to go.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
So, like, up until that point, I was digging it.
Yeah.
And then when I found out that's what was actually going on, I was like,
yeah. It made it weird for me.
Yeah.
I still can like it, but I have to think of it as a like a Twilight Zone episode or something.
That, sir, is illogical.
Because if any other movie tried to pan that shit off, I'd be like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But I really liked like the main character there.
Yeah, I did. I liked him a lot, yeah.
Well, I can't remember what the guy's real name is.
But yeah, I don't either. But,
Yeah, yeah, like I just really was like rooting for him. I was like, really got sucked into it.
And up until that point, I was really like into finding out what was going on and like the mystery of it and everything.
Yeah, you're like,
this is really interesting. I can't wait to see what happens. And then when I finally found out what happens, I was like, yeah.
I could have waited, baby.
I think you went too far with it.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, I have a hard time giving it a pass on that.
I know.
I can't just, you know, like just.
Yeah.
I can't suspend my belief there enough to totally jump on board with that.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, putting old white people's brains in the.
And then the whole thing about they're still like.
We can't do that.
They're still like part of their brain. So, like, you know, when he would flash a light at them, their old personality would come through. I was like, that went a little too far, which is weird because you wouldn't think we would think that because we're big horror sci-fi. I'm not a big horror, but you're a bigger horror fan than I am.
What are you saying again? I'm a big what?
Whore.
Whore. Whore.
Danny Ketch.
Yeah, some reason is like, there's just sometimes the line must be drawn here. No further. Like, I just can't jump
on it.
And I don't know when it's going to happen. Like, actually, that reminds me, like, I was playing Rise, Son of Rome for the Xbox, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to make sense in a second.
Okay.
But in that game, I'm like, you know, I'm listening to it and everybody has an English accent, which they always do for anytime they've ever showed any historical, everybody is...
They always have an English
Jesus,
accent.
Jesus, everybody is fucking has a British accent. Some reason in this game, it all of a sudden has just annoyed the shit out of me. Like, this is not right. They would know.
And some, like, I can't, British accents.
I know, like, I can't get over it. I'm like, for some reason, it's really, like, sticking out and it's fucking lame.
Even though, like, yeah, we've seen, a shit ton of movies.
Yeah, like, every...
And everything, TV shows.
Anything I've ever seen that had Romans or anything.
Yeah, it was always...
They're all British. And some reason, right now, I'm like, ugh.
Like fucking 300. Oh, that reminds me. So you'll love this one. The other day I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw this meme. It was the poster from 300. But it said, I need about 350.
I need about 350.
Fucking awesome. You'd have to see it. My description doesn't really do it justice, but I was fucking laughing my ass off. So,
I gave a dollar.
He gave a dollar. I mean, Bob, do you finish?
South Park thing. If anybody doesn't remember that,
yeah,
Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So
yeah, like it's weird because I've heard so much about that movie, the Get Out movie,
right?
And I was totally digging it, and then that happened, and I was like, I don't love that.
Yeah, that's how I was too.
It's just,
and I don't know if maybe it's because it felt like such a turn that it almost felt Shyamalama Ding Dongish.
Little Shyamalama Ding Dongish. A little bit. Like, yeah, I could see that motherfucker trying to pan some shit off like that. You're like, what? Putting whole cracker brains in the... Motherfucker, get out of here with that shit. Yeah, like, something about it just didn't... I think because it just brought it way out of the realm of, like... Like, I was kind of buying into something's going on here.
Right. Like, and you're like, I could totally see... Something like really
it was like weird psychological shit.
Yeah,
that was like, you know, hypnotism and
yeah. And I think that's part of what it went from like this really cool psychological thing to just like, oh, we're gonna take brains out and
by putting old cracker brains in
swap brains.
Like,
I think that's where it lost me.
Yeah, like it was just went way out of the drew way out of the lines.
Yeah,
on that one.
Yeah,
like, and it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
No.
Totally. But
yeah,
I
didn't hate it.
It just left me with a weird, like,
it didn't seem to, for me, it didn't fit.
Yeah.
Which what the beginning of, you know, the whole first bit of the film was going on. I was like.
Yeah, like, I don't really know what I would have pictured would have been better.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I feel like there's a better.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
So, yeah, reboot of Friday the 13th. Some of you remember the movie Snowpiercer, which was one of the films we actually watched before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
When we used to hang out and just watch these movies. And it wasn't bad, but it was a little predictable, I felt.
Yeah. Yeah, like it was okay, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't really wow me, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't in love with the movie.
I can't remember. Is it based off like a
comic book? Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I believe. Yeah. Yeah, but it was okay. But now they're planning on doing a TV show of it. And what they want to do basically is, like stories about the people on the train and, you know, how their lives are and stuff like that.
Yeah. Cause what was it like the different cars and had like different, like, social status.
Yeah. Social cast.
Yeah.
And shit. So for those who don't know, the Snowpiercer is a futuristic thriller that takes place in the future. And the world has been frozen over and stuff. And, all that's left of humanity is this big giant train that just travels the entire world. It's an interesting, though weird concept. I don't know if that would ever actually work in reality, but.
So does it keep moving so it doesn't freeze?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Try to remember.
Because, like, if you go out in the cold, you, like, almost freeze instantly.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Tito, give me a tissue. Excuse me. I gotta blow my nose. Oh! Cheeseburger!
Cheeseburger? What?
Excuse me.
Once again, people, I must stress that we are completely sober. So, anyway, Snowpiercer show. Meh. I don't know how I feel about that.
I might check it out, but I'm not really. I'm not, like, counting the days down or nothing.
I know, yeah. Not like it's the Critters show.
Yeah. It's no Critters, I'll tell you.
All right, so.
It's true, though. I would pick fucking Critters any day of the week over that shit.
I know. So, there you have it. I guess we'll keep an eye on that, see what happens with it, but, eh. Anyway, let's move on. So next up. Next up. Oh, my head. Oh. So next up, we have. After years of fans clamoring for it, it looks like Marvel's finally planning to do a Black Widow solo movie. Which is cool, but you gotta wonder, is it a little late for that?
You want an answer? I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I think we talked about this before.
We might have.
I like Black Widow, but I'm like, it's weird. Actually, another thing I was just thinking of, I was on Twitter and stuff, and they get on the, you know, they have the random polls.
Yeah.
And they're going for, you know, MCU characters.
Right.
Which one would you like to see their own solo movie?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like looking at them, like, as a comic book character, I would pick all of them. But as an MCU character, it was really hard to pick one. I was like,
yeah.
I don't feel like I maybe. Because one of them was a cross between Black Widow, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and somebody else. I can't remember. But I'm like,
Vision?
Vision! It was Vision.
Okay.
So when I think about the comic book versions, I'm like, I'd like to see all of those.
Yeah.
But as the MCU version, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think I need it. I'm like, what I'm seeing in the movies already, I'm kind of good with.
Yeah, I totally got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm like, well, Vision, we just saw how he was created, so I'm like,
right,
okay, there's not really too much going on in the MCU for,
unless they did the Vision series that came out, was it last year or the year before, which I know you didn't get to read, but it was written by Tom King, and it was a 12 issue series. And it was Vision, and he moved into this suburban neighborhood, and he created his own family. Like, he created himself a wife, an android wife, and android kids. And
this is not my android wife. This is not my android.
And even an android dog. And they did it. It was written as almost like a kind of a horror story in a way. Like, Vision's wife, like, somebody, like, Grim Reaper attacked their house, and Vision's wife killed the Grim Reaper, and that's I don't know if you know who that is, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then, like, she buried his body, and then, but the neighbor saw it, so she had to, like, try to talk to the neighbor, but it ended up accidentally killing the neighbor and all this other shit. It was like a really messed up story, and it was really good.
Well, that sounds crazy.
Yeah. So I'll have to let you borrow that. So that would be interesting to see, but I don't know if they would ever do that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Scarlet Witch, like, I've always liked Scarlet Witch.
Yeah,
like,
me too, yeah.
The MCU version, I'm like, I'm glad she's there, but
yeah,
I don't feel like I'm good.
Yeah, like, I'd want to see her go more into the magic side of things. And
yeah, I don't think they would do that, really.
Yeah.
You go back to her with Kick-Ass and then, like, tell their story.
If they... You know, with this Black Widow movie, what I want to see is more of a spy thriller,
yeah,
type movie. Because that's, you know, Black Widow's like a spy, super spy. So that's what I'd want.
Yeah,
not necessarily like a James Bond type movie, but more like a.
Yeah, well, maybe like with more of an edge.
Yeah.
A little darker.
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know what way they're going with it, but that's what I would like to see.
Yeah, like, I would definitely watch it, but I don't feel like I'm like,
you need,
oh, yeah. I've been waiting for that one.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, I want to see, like you said, we've seen all these characters in Avengers and stuff. I want to see more new characters.
Yeah.
If they're gonna, you know,
just keep bringing in new motherfuckers.
Yeah. Do some solo movies on new characters we haven't seen yet. I'm still waiting for a She-Hulk movie, damn it.
She-Hulk? Well, that would be fucking sweet.
So.
Bring back Ghost Rider. Get that fucker in there.
Somewhere. Yes. Now that Marvel owns the fucking property again.
Yeah.
No
do
more,
it right.
No more Nick Cage. No more Nick Cage.
Oh. Skip that door! He's gonna come out. He's gonna come out. He's gonna
put that. That was the only good part of that movie.
I remember I showed that to my niece, man. We just fucking died. She says that shit all the time.
That's fucking hilarious. Man.
He had some good moments.
He did.
He was
I mean, it's Nick Cage, so it's always. He's always.
Yeah, but keep that fuck up. It's far away from that movie.
Yeah, no shit.
I already bought the director's cut or whatever of the original Ghost Rider.
Ugh.
Which
is a director's cut?
Yeah, I think it's like... Wait, is that one? I think I want to say it's almost a half an hour longer, but I could be wrong on that. I could spend a while.
Half an hour more?
It was a 3-disc set. It had like...
Holy crap on a stick.
It didn't make it much better. That movie made me sad. I'm like, how did you fuck Ghost Rider up?
I know, I fucking love Ghost Rider.
I know, I'm like, it's such a cool concept. I mean, you have to go out of your way to make that suck, I feel. Nicolas Cage was a good start, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know, that was going to be a... When I first, I'm like, oh, no, Nicky. I mean, I know Nick Cage loves... comics and stuff, but
that was
the Nicky. He's fucking, he's a weird actor.
He's a weird motherfucker.
He is. Like, sometimes he's actually pretty decent. There's been a couple of movies.
Yeah, I can think of, like, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, but then most of the time it's like, what the fuck you doing, man?
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either, actually, but I've seen that scene a million times.
I know, I want to watch that, though. I love the original Wicker Man. It's fucking awesome.
I don't know if I've seen the original.
I don't think you have, probably.
You don't know.
I just have a feeling that you haven't. But it's really good. Like, I just love it. I love it.
Mm.
It's weird. It's kind of got, like, musical numbers and shit, and it's just fucking weird. It's a weird movie, but I fucking love it. It has Christopher Lee in it. It's fucking great. Ah,
Christopher Lee.
And it's just the moment at the end where the, well, I won't say, but they have, like, I don't know. There's still the emotion that is put through by the guy in the Wicker Man. Like, I don't know. There's something really honest and, like, I feel like I get that moment. Like it's hard to explain because I don't want to ruin it for you, but something just really rings. Like, and it just, like, kind of, like, hits you, and it just, I don't know. It's kind of a strong moment. It's weird. I know I'm just sounding like I'm babbling complete nonsense now, but
I get it. Sounds it. I might have to check that out one of these days.
It's a good flick. It's a fucking weird flick, but it's a good flick. And I couldn't watch the Nick Cage one because I'm just like, oh man,
he's gonna ruin it.
Well, I've heard it's just fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. But like I said, I've seen that one scene a million times, and I'm just like,
not the bees,
not the bees. I can't. Scraping at the door. Anyway, so Black Widow movie. Okay, we'll see. Yeah, when that happens. All right.
But yeah, I kind of feel like that about a lot of the MCU characters.
I do too.
And it's weird because I don't know why. Like even in the Lego games, the Marvel, the MCU version of the characters, I don't really give a shit about. If I'm playing the comic book versions of the characters, I fucking all day love that.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
I know it is weird because we love the MCU movies, but...
Yeah, something about it is not cool to me, though. Like Hawkeye. Like, I've always liked Hawkeye, but the MCU Hawkeye, I'm kind of like...
Yeah. Yeah.
If he wasn't around, I think I'd be all right.
Yeah. I like Falcon.
Yeah, well, I like the Falcon in the MCU. I mean, it's not...
I do, too, but, like, if he were in his own movie...
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessary.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know we're going to end up seeing it no matter what, but...
Oh, yeah.
But let's move on, shall we?
Okay!
So, you may remember, or may not, a few episodes ago, we talked about the... Godzilla anime movie that's coming out. Which sounds really
like the Monster Planet or something.
Yeah,
or...
sounds really interesting. Planet of the Monsters.
Excuse me.
So now Netflix has finally given it a worldwide release date. Wow. And that worldwide release date is January 17th.
Holy shnikes!
Yeah,
that's like really soon.
That's in like 3 days from now.
God damn. So is it a movie and then a series later? Is that... I remember it's something about a series.
Although when you people listen to this, it'll be the next... When this releases, it'll be the next... Anyway. Or the day after. Whatever.
What?
Never mind. I don't know. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Is there a series too? Or just a movie? Or a couple movies? Or something? There's more than just the one movie thing. I remember hearing.
It is the first of an animated trilogy.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
The trilogy isn't done though, right?
No.
It's just, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it wasn't just released here or not.
No. It just finished its run in theaters in Japan. The first.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool. That's coming up.
Shit, I want to inspect and see what people are saying about it.
I know.
Somebody's got to have a review that I can read somewhere.
Probably. So that's coming up a lot quicker than we realized. But that's cool.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, I want to see that. Sounds interesting. Sounds weird, but kind of cool.
It must be the same thing as what we were talking about before, right?
Yeah.
The kid that goes in space and comes back.
Yeah, he comes back and the planet's taken over by monsters and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be pretty good.
Yeah, the art style is pretty interesting from what I saw.
Indeed.
Well, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Godzilla. Gotta keep it going, man.
That's right.
More Godzilla all over the place.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of making a resurgence, I think. I don't think he ever really died, but... Shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope there's more Japanese movies, American movies. Well, I don't know. Well, the next one's going to have all kinds of shit going on, though.
Mm.
Like Rodan and Mothra. And
Rodan!
Gojira!
And then King Kong.
Dora.
Versus Godzilla.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully at some point they'll bring in Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla!
Jaguar!
Jaguar!
That would be fucking sweet.
And Mothra!
Those little weird...
The Mothra bitches.
Yeah, Mothra bitches.
So that's cool. I can't wait Mothra to see bitches. That.
You Mothra bitches.
All right. So cool. I can't believe it's coming out that quick, but that's cool.
I know. That's neat.
On Netflix, kids.
I'm excited.
Tune in for that.
Usually we talk about something that's it's not coming out for a really long time.
If ever.
Yeah.
Speaking of things coming out. That didn't sound right. season 2 of the show Legion is coming out in April. They haven't given an official date yet, but it is coming out in April. Have you even watched that yet?
I have no opinion of this story, sir.
You fucking Mothra bitch.
Not watch that. You little fucking Mothra bitch.
You gotta check it out. The show is awesome. I love Legion. I can't wait for season 2. Very excited.
I want to watch it. I just always forget about it.
I want to watch it, but I'm a little Mothra bitch.
I'm too busy fucking...
being a little Mothra bitch.
This is too much, man. There's too many.
Oh, options. I know. I'm way behind on shit.
I can't keep up with everything.
Never mind.
There's so much. Games, TV, movies, so much.
I know. Ugh. I finally caught up a little bit on some stuff on my break, on our holiday break, but I'm still way behind. I still haven't watched The Punisher yet.
Oh, really? None of it?
None of it. I still haven't watched Stranger Things second season yet, because I'm just so far behind.
I've seen both of those.
Oh, well.
But I don't watch any of the 100 other shows you watch, so.
Yeah. and I haven't, although, I haven't watched the Toys That Made Us yet, although I'm
oh yeah,
planning on watching that very soon.
I'd like to see that, too. I still haven't watched any more of the Robert Kirkman thing, the comic book.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
That was good. I watched all of that. Yeah.
I miss The Walking Dead. I don't remember where I left off on that. I did just hear a big spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. Makes me want to watch it, but I'm like, maybe I'll just watch the end. I feel like I won't really miss much until that point.
Well, yeah, so hopefully by the time Legion comes out in April, I won't be too far behind. Yeah. So
you said it was good.
I believe it is. I loved it. It was awesome. It was a real good mindfuck show. Some people, they can't handle that, but I love it.
Yeah, I think Mike didn't seem like he was a fan of it.
Yeah.
From the Weeby Geeks program.
He said it was the type of show he had to be like in the mood to watch.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I have that a lot.
But for me, it's my type of show. So, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that I will too. I get that vibe that I will. But
even though you're a Mothra bitch. All right, so let's go
We are Legion, the Mothra bitches. We are many.
Make it so.
Oh, shit.
So, let's go to our final story, shall we?
Okay.
And you are going to love this story. Speaking of things coming out, again, not what, anyway. There has been a release date of March 2020 for the movie G.I. Joe 3.
I'm not a fan of that.
Yes, indeed. March 27, 2020.
Just when you think some, they just let some shit die, and then
I know, which is funny because both of the G.I. Joe movies have kind of bombed.
Yeah, so they're like, hey. And
sucked.
Yeah,
but they're doing a third one.
Yeah,
and it's coming out in 2020.
Well, yeah, so it's gonna be a third one, so they're gonna use whatever they've established thus far.
Yeah.
So that's not good. That's not a good sign. It just makes me sad.
It does.
I'm like, stop doing shit that I love and ruining it, please.
I know, right?
Just don't.
What the fucky?
Those movies were terrible. They Same with the Transformers. Transformers and G.I. Joe are like the biggest ones for me.
I still haven't seen. I know, me too.
And they're just.
I still haven't seen The Last Knight yet.
Yeah. Well, you saw the other one, so you basically
pretty much saw it.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
A lot of nonsense. And
I know, Transformers and G.I. Joe were our favorites.
If you went back and as a, when I was a kid and told me, there's going to be Transformers and G.I. Joe movies.
And they're going to suck.
I'm like, whoa. Fucking freeze me right now so I can wake up
I don't want
in the future. Yeah. And I would be so pissed.
So pissed.
Just thought out my first day back. You know, how you see Bumblebee piss on John Turturro. And then there's a rifle and a bell tower, and then it's a madhouse.
You're all gonna fucking die. Motherfucker. Channing Tatum is fucking
Tatum.
Duke.
Oh. And you like my favorite thing of your movie was Marlon Wayans?
I know!
You know you're done fucked up.
What the fuck?
When Marlon Wayans is the plus in your movie,
it makes me sad.
You done fucked it up, man.
That makes me sad.
I'm like, well, the one thing you want to stick to is Destro has a Scottish accent. Really? That's the part you want to keep? So he's just a weird looking, mercury headed fucking Scottish guy, like it was just, it just was, didn't work.
No.
He needed that cool ass.
That, sir, is illogical.
That he had in the cartoon there.
I know.
Destro. And I'm like, Cobra Commander.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. All of it. I just, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean
that, sir, is illogical.
And now they're doing a third one, which I'm like, what? Just
I know, what are they going
to... You think people forgot already? I mean, most people probably have.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're pretty forgettable. I've forgotten. I don't remember any of the shit from the movie. I just remember they sucked.
The last movie had one cool with Snake Eyes.
Yes.
The mountain fight thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
But it was like 2 minutes in a two-hour movie.
Yeah. That's not good odds.
No.
Not a good percentage.
That's the other thing they kept in the first one, too. I'm like, you had Snake Eyes, which, you know, it's hard to fuck up Snake Eyes, except for you gave him lips.
I know.
So I could just, like the toy? You remember the toy that always bothered me? The
yeah,
toy.
I do, yeah. Why does Snake Eyes have lips? That's so weird.
Stupid as hell. Distracting.
You don't need to know he has a mouth.
Yeah. I mean, we can assume that. We don't need to
he see got it,
the
so
outline of his...
He doesn't use it, so...
His fucking lips, like, just... His mouth hanging open. It's hard to breathe in his rubber. Oh, so the third one.
Yeah.
And another thing that pisses me off is that I'm going to see it. And I'm going to fucking hate every moment of it. God damn you.
Why do we torture ourselves so?
It's G.I. Joe. It's the same thing with the Transformers.
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen two of them in the theater, though.
Probably.
The first two I've seen. The other ones I didn't see in the theater.
I've seen all of them except for the last one in the theater.
I couldn't do it.
I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, I remember I was supposed to go with you, and I'm like, I can't. I can't
you
do
were
it,
smart.
Man. But I still saw them, and I bought them. I owned them. That's how I saw them. All
right,
them.
Not so smart.
But I got them really cheap. They're probably the same price as the movie ticket, so.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on.
Thanks for that story.
Yeah. All right, so it's a new year, so it's a good time to bring back an old favorite, some keeper recommendations.
Ooh.
Do you have something you would like to recommend?
I did sort of, but not. I mean, it's an old game, so.
Well, that's fucking thrilling.
Well, I don't know.
Go for it.
All right, I'll just recommend Ori and the Blind Forest for the Xbox One.
I don't know if I've heard of that.
It's good shit.
Is it?
It's one of their exclusives, which I bought. I just recently, over the holidays, I got an Xbox and a Switch. And because I bought the Xbox, and I was kind of disappointed. So, like, fuck, I'm going to get the Switch then, too. And I played a bunch of their exclusives, and I was like, I'm not feeling it on the Xbox.
What? I know. What the fuck happened?
Yeah. I mean, I loved Xbox, the 360.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the shit out of the 360. And I loved the original Xbox, too. But I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad system. I mean, if you don't have one and you bought it, you'd be able to play all the third-party, you know, the multi-platform games. Okay. But as far as exclusives go, it's not good.
Right.
And there's not really much coming out. I mean, PlayStation is fucking killing it with the exclusives. Yeah.
That's why I have a PS4.
Yeah.
And why I picked it over the Xbox, even though I loved my 360 better than my PS3.
Yeah, I didn't even really use my PS3.
Yeah, me either, hardly, yeah.
I always got an Xbox.
And then that shit totally flipped around.
It's very weird.
And now it's, I love my PS4, and I don't even know if I'm ever going to get an Xbox One.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's really much of a need to at this point.
Yeah.
Because I have a PS4 too, and I'm like, I wanted the Xbox just because it felt, like you always get that, I need to get all of them.
Right, yeah.
And you eventually do, but I bought it, and I was like, oh man, I'm like really regretting this. I played like a few, I bought like, because the games are really cheap now, so I originally, before I bought it, I ordered a few of the games so they'd be ready to have. And then Cuphead was cool, I played that, I downloaded that, which was fun. It's hard, but I was like getting like, oh man, should I bring the shit back? I don't know. Then I played Ori and the Blind Forest, and I was like, holy shit. It's just fantastic.
How old is that game?
It's a few years now, but it's the Metroidvania thing. I don't know what the deal with that is, but I'm a complete sucker for it. Every time it works for me, and it sucks me in, and I fucking love it every time.
Nice.
And it was really a good game. It was sad, man.
Like, really?
I was like, it started off, and I was like, oh my god. Maybe a little beklempt there. And then, I don't know, it was just beautiful. It was like very, the artistry and just the gameplay was really good too. That's and there's cool. A sequel coming, so I'm like, oh, I gotta keep the Xbox now for that.
Hey, you actually have something.
Yeah.
You actually have a reason.
That's but great. I'm sure anybody that's owned Xbox already knows this, so that's why I was like, I don't know if it's really worth mentioning, but.
Wait, was it a popular game?
Well, I think among. The people that can play it, it is,
All right.
I've heard about it for a while, but I'm like, oh, I finally get to play it, and it was as good as everybody said it was.
Groovy.
That was cool.
Cool.
And Switch, Super Mario Odyssey, which was kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, really. If you have a Switch and you're not playing Super Mario Odyssey, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Unless you're Legend of Zelda-ing, so...
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't at some point play Mario, if you own a Nintendo, it's kind of law. You have to play the Mario game and Zelda. It's just the law.
It's weird. I wasn't loving the Odyssey game. Like, I like it, but I wasn't like, blown away by it.
Yeah.
But somewhere near it took a while, but at one point I was like, man, I'm really fucking loving this shit. It is a lot to do, even once you finish going to all the worlds and finish the storyline, then there's plenty more to do, so there's a lot of game there. And it'll keep you going for a long time.
Cool.
So, yeah, kind of no shit Sherlock's on my recommendations, but...
Yeah, hey, you never know. Somebody might be hearing this and hasn't played the game and said, hey, I'll check it out. And let us know
what's yours?
Huh?
What's your recommendation?
Ah, well... My recommendation is television, and
like as a invention? You mean the television?
I highly recommend the television. I think it's nifty. No, it's a TV show.
Oh.
And it's on the Sci-Fi Network, and it is a show called Happy.
Oh, you've watched it?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
yes.
I want to watch that.
And Happy is a show based on a comic book written by Grant Morrison, who is one of the greatest comic writers of all time, and who's been a favorite of mine since his days back on Animal Man. excuse me. And it's about this guy who is a former cop, and he's down on his luck, and he went from being a cop to like a hitman kind of thing for hire. And his daughter that he doesn't know about gets kidnapped, and she sends her imaginary friend Happy, who is like this kind of part Pegasus, part unicorn, rainbow colored thing, to go get her father, who she's only known that he was like this super cop or whatever, because that's what her mom would tell her. And
so wait, it's technically not a figment of his imagination?
No.
Oh.
It's a figment of his daughter's imagination.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, so I thought there was something that happened to him, and then he was...
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And the Happy, the horse thing, is voiced by Patton Oswalt, which is awesome. And the guy who plays the detective, and I can't remember his name now offhand.
I think it's Chris Maloney, I think.
I think it is, yeah. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He's so good in that role. And the show is crazy. It's funny. It's awesome. And I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I totally see. That's another one. I want to watch it, and I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, and even though it's on the Sci-Fi Network, they push the boundaries as far as they can go with that show, and it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I saw a few clips, and I was like, "Wow, I'm surprised."
Yeah, you know. Yeah, so there you go.
When is that on? You know, well, you watch it on.
Yeah, I DVR it, so I don't know offhand.
But that's cool. That's a good one.
But yeah, so that's my recommendation. Happy. Check it out.
Nice. I was going to ask you if you've seen that.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love that show. It makes me happy. All right. So that'll be it for Keeper recommendations for this week. Now it's time for the finishing move. And here we go. With our Keeper's movie review of the week.
Keeper's the Fridge movie of the week.
I was gonna keep talking and make you wait on that as long as possible, but I could see you were ready to go. this week we watched a movie called I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle. And it's a British film that came out in 1990. It was direct.
Oh, really? 1990?
1990, yeah.
Oh, wow.
According to IMDb, yeah. It was directed by Dirk Campbell and written by Michael Miller and John Wolskill. And it starred Neil Morrissey as Naughty, Amanda Knorr as Kim, and a little actor called Anthony Daniels as the priest.
Anthony Daniels, people.
Anthony Daniels.
In a human-speaking role.
With no gold armor or anything.
I've never seen him in something, I don't believe.
I don't either. And Bert Kwok as Fu King.
Yeah, the guy from Pink Panther movies. He didn't say anything, but he was in it.
Yeah, he just had a funny stare. And so here's the synopsis of the movie on IMDb. When a motorbike gang kills an occultist, the evil spirit he was summoning inhabits a damaged bike. The bike is then bought and restored, but reveals its true nature when it tries to exact vengeance on the gang and anyone else who gets in its way.
So, yeah, that pretty much sums it up there. They did a good job on that one.
Yeah. So, yeah. So...
yeah, so it's just, it's weird. I think you enjoyed it a little more than I did.
Yeah, I was enjoying it.
I don't think it was bad, but I don't know. It wasn't exactly what I was hoping for. Or I think it was a mood thing too. Like, you know.
Yeah, like I wasn't loving it, but I was enjoying it.
Yeah, I wanted to love it way more than I did, and yeah. I fell asleep at one point. So.
All right, so let's get into the good, the bad, and the nitpicky. What was good about it?
Anthony Daniels. That kind of made me want to watch it, actually.
Yeah.
I heard it was in it.
It was so out there that it was kind of funny. It had some funny moments in it, whether intentionally or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I definitely haven't seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah. So
good.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Anthony Daniels.
All right, so the bad.
Well, the one thing I don't understand why it's a vampire.
Yeah,
that doesn't really make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, not that any of it makes sense.
No, but
for some reason that's the part.
If it was like a demon bike, that's what it seemed more like. Yeah, like at
if
first.
It still needed blood, but if it was just a demon.
Yeah, but it's a vampire, which doesn't.
Yeah, like it's all the tropes about vampires, it's affected, like garlic and crosses and shit. It doesn't go out in the sunlight, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, that's he was summoning a demon, but they were saying, I think they later said that the demon was a vampire.
I guess.
Or something, but I'm like, what?
I know, it's weird.
What? I'm like, you know, the guy was one time holding it off because he had garlic breath through the whole movie. So he was sitting there breathing at it, going... Or I wouldn't, like, would be following somebody to kill them, and then they'd see, it would see a cross or something, and then it would just leave. And...
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah.
I didn't really understand that, the vampire thing. I was like, what?
How did like, it felt like it was all kind of thinly held together.
Yeah. I mean, it's a movie I bought a vampire movie. Yeah. So it's like, I keep trying to.
You don't really expect much, but.
Yeah, but for some reason, I'm like, I never have seen like a demon and vampire lore be mixed together like that. Because they try to exorcism.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
So they had the garlic and the crosses and all that. And then Anthony Daniels, as the priest, tried to exorcise
the demons.
The demons.
Exorcise which you wouldn't the demons.
Do if it was a vampire. So it's like, I don't know, like barely. It barely works, but
I guess it sounded better than I bought a demon motorcycle.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Yeah, but it sounds more outlandish than vampire.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Because you're like, what?
Yeah, and the story was a little weak, I guess. It wasn't,
It was okay.
It was
40 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have been tightened up a little bit just to...
Yeah.
It felt a little long.
Yeah, it did, especially towards the end.
And there wasn't really the hell of a lot going on. I mean, it was pretty, you know, he gets the bike. Then when the bike sees somebody he recognizes, he tries to kill them. And
yeah, which is...
And that happened. There was a few times before anybody figured out what the bike... It was the bike.
Yeah.
It would go off in these little rampages killing people.
But I don't feel like they explored that enough, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so let's move on to the nitpicky, shall we? Nitpicky.
I got one thing that stands out.
Go for it.
The guy, Nick Oddy, which they called him Naughty, like he was wearing like, you know, like a, not a flight suit, but I mean, you know, like a jumper.
Like a jumpsuit, yeah.
Yeah, like a mechanic wears.
Yeah.
And he had a belt on, which just, some reason.
That is the new.
That's so. The horse on the
gorilla monkey. Riding a horse, yeah.
I know. I'm like, those kind of things never bother me. I'm like, the whole purpose of the belt is to keep your shit. It's a one-piece outfit.
When we were sitting there, and all of a sudden you're like, he's wearing a belt. I started laughing.
I just, I'm like, that makes no sense, sir.
No.
I can't get over that.
I know. Well, you know, you want to break up the, just the solid olive green outfit, I guess. It just, gotta be like, fashionable.
You know what a belt's used for, right? What's the, why you got a belt on?
That's so, one nitpicky thing that it's weird because it partly is good and it partly is bad. This is a very British film.
Yeah.
Like sometimes some of the people were, the accents were so thick you were like, what the fuck are you saying?
I don't know. I don't feel like I had that. When I first started, I think just when I had
to. Yeah, maybe. I think it was with some of the minor characters.
Yeah, but I don't remember ever. I don't know.
Oh, so here's my, but anyway, that's really nothing, neither here nor there, I suppose.
Well, I mean, that would kind of suck if you can't.
Yeah, if you can't.
That's not what everybody's saying.
It was a minor character, so it didn't really matter. But here's one nitpicky thing for me. So the movie starts off with this ritual with they're trying to bring this demon vampire thing, whatever. And then they get attacked by this rival gang of bikers.
Yeah, it was like the two biker gangs.
Yeah, two biker gangs.
Satanic cult biker gang.
Right.
And the other one.
Which they never really explained, because then later in the movie, they appeared again and they seemed like just a regular generic biker gang causing trouble and stuff.
Yeah.
That just happened, you know, that just happened to kill these guys and the motorcycle wants to kill them. But I don't understand what their motivation was for killing the other biker gang at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Are they vampire hunters or are they just a fucking, why is,
you know? No, like, I don't think any of those were vampires. They weren't vampires.
I know, but then like the one guy has a crossbow and another guy has an axe and stuff. It's like, what the fuck kind of?
Well, they said something about, it sounded like they might have been on their turf, because I remember when they killed them, he said
so
something
it had that, nothing
like, they won't be having a picnic on our thing or some shit like that. And the guy went, ah! That was a weird fucking
yeah, that was weird. So it wasn't, they killed them in the beginning, not because of the ritual, just because they were on their turf, maybe?
Yeah, like they were just like, okay. They followed all them right, there and they were okay. Like, it's, what, they're doing that weird voodoo hokum shit on our... Turf.
It's still weird that they drive around with a crossbow and an axe, and
yeah,
that's a little.
Yeah, and what the cult leader guy got shot with an arrow, and he died, and then the demon came out of the fire and possessed the leader,
looking like a cartoon.
Yeah, it looked kind of like the electric gremlin.
Yes,
from Gremlins 2 a little
yes.
bit.
Yes,
but not as. Good.
Yeah.
So it possessed him, and he got up and started walking, and it looked like he was going to his bike to try to get out of there.
Yeah.
But then the guy shot with an arrow too, so it leaked all its fuel out.
Right, yeah.
In the gas tank. And then he just was like, opened the gas tank up and started like slit his throat. It was really hard to see though at the beginning.
Yeah, it was.
It was
yeah,
really
it was
dark.
Really dark.
And I was like, I can kind of tell what's happening, but
yeah.
So he like slit his throat and was emptying his blood into it, which I think set it off to be, you know, it needed blood to run or
right.
whatever.
But then,
and so then he died.
Yeah.
And then he transferred into the bike. I'm assuming. But like a hybrid of the demon and him, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't fucking really know. Yeah, it must be because he wanted to get vengeance on all the people that killed him. So.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, shit, okay.
Man. Shit.
All right, I see what you're doing. I don't know why he's a vampire, but...
Yeah.
None of that ever made sense to me watching it. I was like...
I know.
Garlic and the thing and... I don't know, it just seemed...
Weird.
Like we have an idea for a story and... We're just doing it.
Yeah, basically.
If
yeah.
it doesn't really work, we'll give a shit. I bought a Vampire motorcycle, damn it. That's what we pitched. That's what we're fucking making.
I got a great idea. I bought a Vampire motorcycle. What's it about? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Vampires, motorcycles, you know.
All right, so that'll be it for the good, the bad, and the nitpicky. Let's go on to our ratings. Ratings indeed. Would you care to go over our rating system? You do it so well.
You don't remember what they are.
I remember what it is. Do you remember what it is?
I don't know.
You just do a better job. All right, so.
No, I know.
A rating of 1 is a movie that is bad, but it ain't good. It ain't good. It's just bad. A rating of 2 is a movie that just is. It's not really good. It's not really bad. It just meh.
Which in some cases is more offensive.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Rating of 3 is a movie that's bad, but there are some good things about it. It was still entertaining enough to watch.
Yeah.
Rating of 4 is a movie that is so bad, it is good. So bad, it's come around, and it's good again.
Flip the dial back to the good.
All the way around.
Ooh, I like that.
That was a good one. And a rating of 5, which I wonder if we'll ever have one, is an actual, honest-to-goodness good movie.
Never went to the bad. Always was in the good part.
Always. That doesn't mean it's perfect, because yeah. No movie is perfect.
It's a case-by-case thing. It's an objective thing, you know?
Right, yeah. So, with that being said, what would you give this movie for a rating?
I would say maybe.
Today, Junior.
It's kind of a tough one. Because I found myself trying to figure out, like, how do I feel about this movie the whole time I was watching it. Mm. I didn't hate it. Mm. I feel like if I was in a different mindset, I would have enjoyed it a little more. And that's something you don't know until you get there. You know?
Right.
Sure, I'm not digging it forever, yeah. You know. I will say 2.5.
What?
2.5.
2.5. Okay,
that's kind of a cop out, but
no, that's good. That's fine. That makes sense for how you felt about it. Yeah,
I might watch it again, but I'm not really.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 3. I think.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it a little more than you did. Although towards the end, I was kind of like, okay, wrap it up. So.
Yeah, I was kind of like either a 3 or I'm like, it's not a 2, so I'm like.
Yeah, no, I think a 2.5 for you is about right.
Yeah. I think so, it's worth checking out.
What you were saying. Yeah, it's a fun little, you know.
If that sounds, the title, if that sounds like, you know, interesting to you, I'm sure, you know that it's not going to be fucking high.
Yeah, no shit. But hey, Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels, get to see him actually act in, you know, in a part. And he had a pretty good. Good role. I mean, he was
yeah,
in
I think,
for
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah. I was starting to wonder, because he didn't show up till like the final third of the movie. So I was wondering, like, when are we going to get to Anthony Daniels? I mean.
And I thought he was going to be like a really quick cameo. Like,
right, yeah.
Hey.
But no, yeah, he had a pretty decent chunk of the movie. So there we go. 2.5 from Chris and a 3 from me. So that averages out to whatever. So
pretty damn good.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Oh, it's, you know,
decent.
Pretty damn acceptable.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty damn acceptable. So that'll be my knee just popped. Fuck, that hurt. So that'll be that'll do it for us.
Danny Ketch.
That'll do it for this episode of Keepers of the Fringe. So if you would like to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow us, on Twitter at KOTFR. You can email us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. And, you can follow us at Keepers of the Fringe on Facebook. We'd certainly love to hear from you.
The only front we seem to be doing fairly okay on is the Twitter.
Yeah. Although I wonder how many of those people are actually listeners.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as people that we've reached so, on some level.
Yeah. So give us a shout out. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to interact with you. And we want to know who you are because we love you guys. And stuff.
Who's the mother bitch now?
Oh.
That, sir, is illogical.
So, that'll do it for this episode of...
It's you. I was saying it was you. Just in case we weren't.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking got it.
Thanks. Okay.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of The Keepers of the Fringe.
Bye. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
I am.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember how we close it. As always... He's Chris, I'm Derek, and in the immortal words of Eric Cartman...
Great, you guys! I'm going home!
Good night, everybody!
Good night, bye! See ya later. We like movies.
That's a good start.